Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. Today we are in Mesechta Tevuyom, and we start this Mesechta beginning with the first two Mishnayos in the Mesechta. A Tevuyom, just for the sake of the conversation, is an individual who had been Tameh, who has gone to the Mikvah, and the only thing that's remaining for the individual to do is to have the sun go down. So he is a Tevuyom, he's already gone to the Mikvah that day, and he needs what we call Harif Shemesh, he needs the sun to go down. So during that period of time, we can't say he's tar, but he's already no longer tummy. And so we want to know what is his status, and does it affect certain things if he happens to come into contact with things that are tar. Says the Mishnah, Mechanis Chalos Amanas LaHafresh. Let's say a Kohen comes along and collects challah portions from a lot of different people, and he decides that he wants to keep each dough ultimately as its own day's dough, right? And he wants to say, hold the dough. But the case, unfortunately, the dough merges together. Benoshku, they merge together. So Beishamai Omrim Chibur B'Tvuyom. Beishamai says it's still going to be considered attached. And if a Tvuyom comes and touches it, just like anyone else who would come along and touch it, if he touches part of it, all of it becomes Tamei. Ubeisola Omrim Eino Chibur. Beisola says it doesn't create an attachment. And since his intent is to separate it, so if a Tvuyom touches it, unlike if somebody else happens to touch it, so that is going to come ahead and make him not tummy. Mikratzos noshko zobizo. What if you have slices of dough that cling to one another? Vikikaros noshko zobizo. Or if you have loaves of bread that cling together one with the other. So, or haofa chamita agabi chamita ad shelo karmu batanur, or if we bake one flat cake on top of another flat cake and they become stuck together, actual karma batanor, before they form a crust in the oven, or you have kulias chalmayim, you have a froth of water that a boiling pot which rises fast, and the tvuyom comes ahead and he puts his hand over the pot into the steam, or sichas grisin shel pul rishona, or the first froth of split bean porridge, or sichas yayin chadash, or the froth of a new wine which the tvuyom comes into contact with. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afshal Orez. Rabbi Yehuda says, even that same question about the froth comes when you're frothing rice to cook it together. So Beishamai Omer Mechibur B'Tvuyom. Beishamai says, these things create an attachment. And so if the Tvuyom touches part of it, so it, the entire thing becomes Tamei. Beisola Omer Meino Chibur. Beisola says, what are you talking about? A Tvuyom has a lighter status than everybody else. All the other tummy people who touch these foods, and so it doesn't create an attachment. It's limited to that which he touches directly. Umodim b'shar kol atumos, but Beisilel agrees in cases of all other tuma, ben kalos, ben chamuros, whether it's he's a rishon l'tuma or whether he's an avatuma, that in these cases it's going to create a chibur l'tuma. Hamachani schalos amanash shelo lafrisha. Right? What if I gather challah portions with the intention of not separating them? Or ofa chamita agami chamita misha karmu betanor. Or if he bakes a flat cake on top, one on top of another, and they do stick together after they formed a crust in the oven. V'kulis shamayim she'ena mechuchelas. Or if you have a froth of water that's not hollow. Or risichas grisim shel polshnia, or if he has a froth of split bean porridge. Or risichas yayin yashan. Or the froth of old wine. Or resicha v'shal shemen, or froth from oil lolom, no matter when it is, right? V'shal adashim, or from the lentils. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afshal tofeach, even if it's grass pea porridge. So in all of these cases, tamein b'tvuyom, if the tvuyom touches part of it, these things create a chibur, an attachment, and it ruins everything inside the pot. I certainly don't have to mention that these things will create an attachment when it comes to an avatoma, a rishon l'toma. If it's true for a tvuyom, it's certainly going to be true for the other things as well. There's so much more to cover in this involvement of the attachments of bread and dealing with Tulyom, and we'll continue with that when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.